What's up, my friends? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast, Create Your Career. This is Contemplation with Christoph, number 94, episode number 231. Everything in these episodes are directed towards finding a career that you love. I want you to be happy in the moment. I want to show you that your goals are possible through hard work, smart work, and while helping others. Two segments within the podcast, I have the Contemplations, this episode. These are episodes with topics that I've learned throughout the week from having conversations with you, the listener, or anyone else in my life that I'd like to share. The Conversations are the other segment, and that's when I interview guests, and it is my hopes through interviewing those guests that I am showing you these real life breathing human beings, these real people, go figure, that have gone out there. They are real life examples of other people that have gone out there, are pursuing what they want, have pursued what they want, a career that they love, but they're also giving back and helping others along the way. Remember, you can find this episode and all other episodes on christophlewis.com/podcast. You can find them on any of your favorite podcast apps. You can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis, and now it's time for the book challenge. And I'm reading one book a week for a year. I'm on a mission to make reading cooler and prove to myself and the world that it's possible to do what you want with a strategic goal to learn. Last week, I read What Got You Here Won't Get You There by Marshall Goldsmith. And this week, I am behind. I'm behind 2 days on reading 10% Happier Revised Edition, How I Tamed the Voice in My Head, Reduced Stress Without Losing My Edge, and Found Self-Help That Actually Works. By Tan Harris, and I'm trying to reduce the stress. I'm 2 days behind for the first time in the podcast, and you know what? It's something that I don't regret. I didn't read for like 3 days in a row. Family is out here for little baby Kennedy's 1 year birthday, and you know what? That was amazing. I cannot thank you. Like, how insane is it for me to have a podcast? You are listening, and just a multitude of people said happy birthday to her. Like, that is so cool. Thank you very much. I don't take it for granted. That is something that I have just given up in full gratitude to, that people that want to better themselves listen to a podcast like this. First and foremost, thank you. And they care enough about me to send a text like that. Like, that's really powerful. So thank you so much. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 137 with Mr. Herb Thompson. Herb is a former Green Beret, and he is a best-selling author. And he's such a great guy to talk to because he had a military transition after 20 years. And what he did was not write a book about these are the steps A through Z that you need to do to have a successful career transition. But this is the mentality. This is how you need to think to have a successful transition. Why is that so important? For obvious reasons. But one of those reasons that might not be so obvious is that it's not only applicable to the current military transition, it's applicable to anything else in life. So if you know how to think for a military transition or a career transition in that sense, you can apply that mindset to anything else and be able to pivot and move something else that you do like in your life. So I highly encourage you to listen to that podcast. Very inspirational. Herb is a very down-to-earth guy and tells you what you need to hear. Today, I'm going to speak with you about dive under the wave. So let's get into it. So growing up, I was born in New Jersey, and I lived there for some years as a child before I moved to Colorado, and I actually grew up in Colorado. And growing up at the beach as a little kid, probably almost drowned at least twice. Like, seriously, almost drowned. Like, didn't think I was going to be able to come up for air, getting tossed and turned under the waves with a single digit kid, a tiny little skinny, tall kid getting thrown about the waves and not thinking that he'd ever come up for air. Legitimately happened about twice. Now, not only is that terrifying and bringing you to like a come to Jesus moment early in your life, which I think is really important still now in my life, like do something once a year that scares the shit out of you or that makes you feel alive or that really pushes you to your absolute limits. Well, those two times that I nearly drowned were on accident, or, you know, I had not planned them, but they made me really think at a young age how powerful the ocean was and what it really meant to not have control of a situation and just get tossed, turned, be absolutely scared, just mortified. I'm not going to see my parents, or my dad's going to be pissed that I drowned. Just kidding. He would never be. But like, if you've grown up near an ocean, you probably at some point of time have experienced a riptide that's pulled you out, can't get back. As a kid, you have no idea that you're supposed to swim parallel to the beach to get out of a riptide or anything like that, or just a strong wave that comes. I had no idea. I would just get knocked over. Now, I will say that this happened when I was very young multiple times, and it wasn't until I actually asked for help, and guess who? My dad. I said, hey, I just keep on getting my shit rocked. I'm trying to bodyboard, I'm trying to boogie board, and I'm just getting rocked. My dad gave me the story that every surfer knows now is, he said, you know what? These waves suck, and they're huge, and you're tiny, and they're stressful, and they push you around. There's only one way to come at one of these big waves so that you can get out past the break and catch the waves as they come in. So essentially what that means is, like, the waves break at a certain point in the ocean, and you want to get past to where the waves aren't breaking yet. I'm sure there's some surfer technical mumble jumble, just insert that jargon here, but the point is I needed to figure out how to get past the waves so they weren't breaking on top of me. So my dad teaches me that the best way to get through the wave is to dive under it, which was, as a child, just the last thing I wanted to do, because if you're already in the water, only your head, my little tiny, you know, 7-year-old head, is floating above the water, and this huge wave is coming, like, I'm just getting pummeled, and the last thing I want to do is dive into this wave. But I will say that the first time I dove head straight into a wave, was like, what? That was the easiest thing ever. I come out in way less time, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and I'm fine. You know, my board's right with me. I'm good. I held my breath for 3 seconds as opposed to sitting there, taking it, getting tossed and turned, and I'm underwater for 30, 60 seconds. God knows how long. It felt like an eternity as a child. So I learned a very quick and early lesson in my life when I swear to you, I felt as if I almost drowned twice at a young age. And what happened was, is I was taught, I asked for help, and instead of succumbing to the absolute power of the ocean, which is, it's just not going to change for anybody or anything, I dove straight forward into the wave. And I came out quicker. I came out much less unscathed than if I had just tried to sit there and take it, get pulled back with the wave, and continuously pummel. So already it's quite obvious to see that that lesson that I learned as a child is applicable to our lives in so many other ways. But I will say, it's so easy to see a wave coming. It's so easy to just, this is where I dive. I dive at the bottom of the wave. I get out. I'm good, and you just keep on doing it, and you can see something physically. Now, I say that in its obvious state is that sometimes in life you don't see it coming. It reminds me of Jay Redman. You guys are familiar with Jay. Check out his books, check out his TED Talk, check him out on Instagram, Jason Redman. And he was ambushed. He's been on the podcast. He was episode conversation number 31. I keep in touch with him because he is one of the most motivating and inspiring people. And he was ambushed, shot in the face, shot in the arm. He always says, get off the X, get off the X. One of the things like that, why that coincides, is if you're pit it down, you're ambushed, and you're on the X, you want to get off of it. You got to move. Why am I interjecting that right now? Because if you're in the ocean and your head's bobbing above the water and that wave is coming, you can't just stand there. You're going to get pummeled. You don't want to move. You might want to get locked up, but what you do is you dive head first into the wave. And as I said, in Jay's predicament, you're not going to see an ambush. In the ocean, you more than likely will see a wave. In real life, something bad might happen, like something really bad might happen medically. You might not see it coming. You have no idea how to deal with it. Maybe your career, something happens, you get fired, something happens, just whatever it is. I'm sure I don't have to give you an example. There's something in your life that has happened and it just sucks, but you need to dive under that wave. You need to face it head first. I've had guests on here that say, lean into the stress, lean into the shit, just push forward, keep on moving, get off the X. For me, growing up on the beach and living on the beach now for the last decade, I know it is to dive under the wave. That is the best thing for me. It relates to my learnings and teachings as a child and almost getting drowned. So when stress comes, you're not going to be able to always know that it's coming, but know that if you dive straight forward into that wave of that stress or whatever it is, I mean, it's going to be scary before it happens. It's going to be scary as you're doing it. You're going to be under the wave for a little while. That's probably going to be scary, but then you're going to come up on the other side and it's going to be quicker and better than you thought. And you know what? Another wave might come, but you now have the confidence that you can get through that wave. So just have the confidence in yourself, have the confidence to lean forward, whatever synonym you want, dive into the wave, and you will get out on the other side and you will be better for it. And then, you know what? Maybe you had a little brother or a little sister, or, you know, in the wave metaphor, and they see you do it, then they know how to do it now. So this podcast is always huge on helping other people. So go out there and help other people. Set the example. That's leadership. Going out there, dive under the wave. You know, everybody might be scared that the wave's coming, but if you dive under the wave and your little brother or sister sees you, they'll be like, oh, he did it or she did it. I can do it too. So if you're out there in real life, you know, this is, you know, I like using my own childhood examples, but we can use real life adult examples as well. Like, this happens. These things happen. You have to lead by example. You know, Jay was on the X. They got ambushed. He got shot in the face, shot in the arm, and he had to dive into his wave. He had to get off the X. He had to fight through the battle to be a leader and get his men and himself off the X. So it's time for a recap. Dive into the wave. You will not always see the wave coming in life. I understand it. Stress, whatever it is, your career, you might get fired. You might not be in a position that you want to be. Physical things, health, all of these things. So, like, a plethora of examples. Whatever in your life can happen. Whatever. Literally whatever. That, I'm going that general. Anything in your life can happen that can cause you stress at some point in some shape or form. But when it happens, don't cower. Don't fear. Don't get in your mind and make it out bigger than it is and be scared and run away from it and try to swim from it. You cannot outswim the wave. The wave will absolutely catch up to you. It will fall on top of you and it will crush you. Instead, turn and dive into the wave. And I promise you, it may suck at first. It may be scary when you're underwater, but you will come out the other side and you'll have more air than you think, and you will have done better than you thought you could do. And you will come out and know that you have the confidence to get under the next wave and the next wave and the next wave, and you can be a good leader for others in the process. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Remember, you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. You can head over to iTunes and rate 5 stars. And the best way to help out is just to share the episode with a friend and check out all the other 230 episodes that there are out here. Head over to YouTube and subscribe. You can see all of the conversations with the guests on video there. That's a really cool aspect. I really enjoy that. Thank you for listening, but please don't only listen. You have to apply. You can listen to all the best advice, the best podcasts, read all the best books, but if you don't apply it, it doesn't mean anything. My challenge to you is think about, I try to related to things that I learned. So think about things in your life. What is your wave? Where did you almost drown in life? Or actually, if you had something very similar to you as well, if you grew up in the ocean, think about things in your life where it actually turned out to be better that you went headfirst into it. It might not get better immediately, but if you face it, it will get better. Like I gave the example the other day of me just getting so swamped in work and in my personal life. I was so overwhelmed in my head before ever doing anything. But what happened? I just started doing things. Things started getting done. And then the stress slowly alleviated and I was better for it. So go out there and really think about what is your diving straight headfirst into the wave about, and go out there and dive into your wave. You might not always see it coming, but I promise you that you will be better off for not cowering from the things that are stressing you out in your life and attacking it headfirst. Have the best Tuesday ever.